Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Thank you, New Zealand On Air Music, as always. Today in the studio we have with us Jaggers and Lions, a.k.a. Ellie and Morgan. Hello, you two.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You've just flown up from Wellington this morning, where you were performing last night.
Yeah, we played last night at Caroline with an amazing artist called Annabelle Lee. It was her first ever gig, and it was really fun. She's amazing. She's like this wicked 18-year-old from Wellington, and with a really cool young producer as well. And then we got 3 hours sleep and got on a really early flight, and now we've had lots of coffee, and we're here.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So you guys are from Dunedin. You're on the road as a bit of a tour to celebrate the release of your album Burn Cycle.
Yes.
This is your debut album.
It is. We released our first we released an EP last year in May, and then this is our first full length. So that has come out today.
Congratulations.
It's very exciting.
It's a big deal. So for people who may not be familiar, what is Jaggers and Lions? Like, what do you do? Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
We make really weird alt pop that kind of sounds like what would happen if you put a pop-obsessed poet and somebody who grew up making MC beats in a room with a bunch of weird records and, like, just let them go at it, which is exactly what happened and what we did. So that's kind of what we are.
Yeah. How did you guys come together? How did Jaggers and Lions come together as a thing?
We met at a bar that I used to work at in Dunedin called Moveri, and Morgan would DJ there. Morgan's been DJing for a really long time. And we always talked about making music together. And then one day, one of my other bands was just kind of not really doing anything. And I just messaged Morgan and was like, let's do this right now. And then we got together and then recorded like 3 songs. And then 2 weeks later, we had an EP and we just never stopped.
Yeah, you hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You didn't really plan it, but it happened.
So, in terms of the construction of your music, how does it work out?
Well, I will basically make loops with synths and various samples, and then Ellie will come in and start writing to it, and then we've got a song.
We usually work simultaneously. So we have a studio at Morgan's house, and then usually by the time that he's got like a drum beat down, I will have like a vocal melody and some lyrics, and then we'll lay those down, and then we'll build everything kind of around that. That's usually the way that we work. Sometimes Morgan's already got a beat made, or I've already got a song written, but most of the time we just kind of do it simultaneously.
Morgan, do you get your fingers dusty when you're digging for samples, or is this more of a digital situation?
No, I do vinyl. I get a bit dusty all in the eyes and up the nose, and
his teeth are discolored from it.
They are not. Are not discolored from digging for vinyl, listeners. She's winding them up.
Stop it.
No, the band is breaking up on air right now.
You promised you wouldn't do this.
Not again.
And in terms of writing lyrics, where do you draw your influence from?
Just my life.
Yeah.
Yep. Just they're all really personal. our first EP was, they're quite like, they're kind of concept albums as well in a way. Like the first EP was really about my experiences with like experiencing trauma, and then this album is much more about the kind of journey of like healing from that and feeling much more resilient and actually like having a little bit of hope in my life. It's much happier. It's much lighter than the EP. The EP was dark.
It must be interesting sort of tracking a kind of emotional progression in that fashion. Does that make it hard to go back and listen to songs you've recorded before, previously?
Sometimes it's really painful, but one of the things that I think is actually the most beautiful is how the meaning of a song can change over time. Like we played a song last night from the EP that we hadn't ever played live before, and it's called Survive. And like when I wrote it, it was really painful, really heavy, and really hurt. And now when I sing it, it feels kind of like an anthem of like, you know, screw everybody who hurt me, like I'm still alive, look
awesome.
At me go.
Yeah.
So that, I think in that way it's really beautiful, and also in terms of like a kind of cathartic purging experience, it's really helped me get like a lot of the pain out of my life and like let the pressure off the situation a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a free therapy.
So that album Burn Cycle, I'm assuming this was put together at home in the home studio.
Yeah, everything we make is recorded at Morgan's house.
Yeah, and then you sent it off for mastering or?
We usually Morgan masters our stuff, but this time it was mastered by Paul Sams at Art House Media. He's really awesome.
Cool. And we're going to hear a few songs. You're going to play some songs today. Are they all from the album?
They are all from the album.
All of them.
Should we just get into it?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm keen to hear this.
Let's do it.
What you got going on.
So we're going to be playing three songs. The first one's Problem Drinking, then we've got Scrape the Sky, and then Losing My Breath.
And we're off.
Everyone ready? And one, two.
Everyone standing with feet apart, hands above your head, and we'll be stretching it up, first right arm and then left. Now we're ready to begin the advanced program. We'll be starting with a warm-up stretch. Hands above your head, and we'll be stretching up towards the sky, first the right arm, then left.
Front and back. procrastination, hypocrisy, temptation, and the other forces of evil remains to be seen. Procrastination, hypocrisy, temptation.
If you just tuned in, we just heard some songs from Jaggers and Lions. I loved it. It's like it's electropop.
Yeah. But we kind of, what we came up with, because people were like calling us kind of trip hop and stuff, and then we decided that we're trip pop.
Yeah.
So we're coining the phrase. I don't know if it's already been coined, but
I'm sure it's being bandied about at some stage.
Yeah, surely. But I'm gonna pretend that we invented it.
I'm like in the late 80s, early 90s electropop vibes. That second song you played, "Scrape the Sky," like the bouncing needle up in the studio. So this is you. All those songs were off your brand new out today album, "Burn Cycle."
Yep.
People can nab that on Bandcamp.
SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, like literally anywhere you listen to music, you can get it.
All the places. And if they want to catch you live, you're playing tonight.
We're playing tomorrow night.
Ah, I did that before.
I also did it before. But we're not playing tonight. We're playing tomorrow night at Portland Public House. And we're being supported by Being, who is like obviously one of the best bands ever. And then also Rhonda, who is also obviously one of the other best artists ever. And it's going to be super fun. It's free. Which is rad.
Yeah.
So just come along, because it's going to be my favorite gig, because I get to watch like my two favorite bands in Auckland, which is sick.
That's a good deal there. Free for Rando, Being, and Jaggers and Lions, Portland Public House, tomorrow night.
Doors at 9.
Thanks so much, guys, for coming in.
Thanks really for having us.
A pleasure to have you here.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.